Okay, Wednesday 5:14:25, part 5 of Grace. The subtitle is Works Nullify Grace. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. We'll look at verses 3, 4, and 5 there. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Then let's go to 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, and before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for this his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our defenses or offenses and was raised again for our justification. So Abraham and Sarah tried for many years to have children, to no avail. And I know the way the Middle Easterns were back then, they usually married, their wives were really, really young when they married. So a lot of years probably passed. They worked at it with no results. But God gave a promise, and by grace Sarah conceived Isaac by faith. That's what Hebrews says. Isaac came by grace, not works. Not by Abraham's works, but by him believing in God. It was accounted to him for righteousness. We're where we are in our circumstances, and you know the circumstances that I mean, because the Lord wants us to learn to walk by faith. That's from the inside out, not the outside in. In other words, the whole thing is what the Lord has said to me, and even on the visitations, that is absolutely the reason for all of it. To get to trust you to trust the inside and walk by the inside and not the outside. Okay, when we finally learn to walk totally from within, then the things that God has allowed into our lives to train us will be gone. That's what the Holy Spirit said to me. We must all count the cost and not make, wait a minute. In other words, we have to be very cautious not to make works out of things. It's real easy for humans, especially churchy humans, to make works out of everything. Okay, for years I worked at faith and confession. I saw some results, but when I got into trouble and sought the Lord, you know, when all the means and methods were not working, I got an answer from the inside and I saw results. I was doing it just like the ones I read after and listened. I listened. I did what they told me to do. The problem is it worked for them because it came from within them. But their books, etc., came to us and we did it, and it was just mimicking. You cannot walk out someone else's revelation. You must have your own revelation. Revelation comes right off the hot wire from heaven and will change the situation. It is not the teacher's fault, but our fault for not asking the Lord how this applied to our situation and then hear what he had to say. In other words, whatever they brought, we should have said, okay, Lord, how does that apply to me in my case? Instead of just doing what they did and then getting disappointed. Can a parrot really talk? No. He mimics. Probably want a cracker. Okay, let's go to Philippians chapter 2. 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. This is an inside operation. You get born again from the inside. You get filled with the Spirit from the inside. God speaks to you from the inside. We have not seen the results because all we have done is mimic our teachers. Everyone is to seek God. We are not to seek our good teachers in the body of Christ to help us, but God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amplified says, his way of being and doing right, and then all these things should be added unto you. If the Lord says, I told brother so-and-so this, and I want you to do what I told him, that is a different story. Because you have heard from God firsthand what you are to do about your situation. That changes the scenario. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. So when we get into works, we go back under the law. The law was just a bunch of works. All it was. Rules and rituals that didn't really do anything to change the person at all. It was just to appease the sin, the blood covering the sin till the Messiah came. James 4. We esteem our leaders and our teachers in the body of Christ, a lot of good ones. But we can't take what they did and just do what they said do and do it. It just don't work that way. And I don't believe they really meant it. They probably told us you need to, like, you know, I just read, you work out your own salvation. You can't use what I used. God has something for you. James 4:1. For whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith, in vain the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth us more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. That your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You know, really, trying to work faith by listening to faith teachers and not seeking God for yourself is like just going to a regular doctor, really. It's just another work. Unless the Lord leads you to do so. If we just take it on ourselves, it becomes a work. He gives us more grace, not methods or formulas. We're to walk like Jesus walked. Jesus prayed a lot. He would receive downloads from God when he's up there in the mountaintop or whatever, what he was going to do the next day. And then he just went out and did what the Father said do. That's how he walked. I'm going to look at just a couple scriptures in 2 Samuel. This is 2 Samuel chapter 2, very simple, yet very profound. Second Samuel 2:1 says, "And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, Go up. And David said, What shall I go up? And he said, Unto Hebron." So David did what he said. Then let's go to chapter 5 here, 19. "And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines?" Well, he already, whipped the Philistines back in chapter 1 over there, 2:1. He'd already whipped them. Why not just do it all the same? It worked this way last time. Let's just try it again. Maybe it'll work again. Isn't that the way reasoning? Okay, where did I stop? 1 and 2. Okay. No, wait a minute. 5:19. Lost my place. So, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up, and I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand. And David came to Beth Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them, and the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Ephraim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up. See, the other two times he said, Go up. This time he said, Don't go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee. See, if he had done it the other way, the Lord couldn't have gone before him, could he? To smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come up to Gezer. So God had a plan. David followed his plan. Anything can become a work if you allow it to. We're not worn out from what God requires. You get what I'm saying? You are not worn out because of what God requires, but we are worn out because we're working it. Most cannot just wait for the Lord. They must be doing something, always working it. Isaiah 40. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. All right, flip back over to Romans. This is Romans chapter 5. There's a lot of scriptures. I didn't want to keep it too long today, but a lot more scriptures I could have even brought. But I'm going to get the point across here. You know what? I'm wrong there. What did I just tell you? Yeah, I'm right. Okay, Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Later on down 14 of that chapter, verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also as the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. See, they that wait receive the grace to soar like the eagle, to mount up. No weariness in it. I believe the attitude is what the Lord is looking at, not how much we pray or praise or give, etc. I told you, work in it. He is looking at the heart and not the actions. Waiting is what is essential, so you get clear and you hear and then you mount up and grace helps you. I want to look at a scripture in Isaiah 28. It gets better, so hold on to you, whatever. Isaiah 28, 11 and 12. I brought this a few weeks back, these two scriptures here, 28, 11 and 12. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Then Acts 3:19 kind of redoes or re-says this. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth. Acts 3, sorry, that's 2. 3. Repent ye therefore, in other words, change your mind and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Refreshing means to a recovery of breath, a revival. From this day forward, no more works, no more wearing yourself out trying to get answers. It's time to wait on the Lord. Now I'm going to look at a few other scriptures and then I have a little bomb to drop. Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. 1 Corinthians 13, 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. 1 Thessalonians 5:20. Despise not prophesyings. The purpose of prophecy is 1 Corinthians 13:9. That's the wrong one. 14:3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to what? Edification and exhortation and comfort. It's not for guidance. Okay, This is 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. So this is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. And this is what the Lord said to me. In the context of this teaching, we must be led by the Spirit of God as sons of God. We are not led by prophecy, books, etc. They can confirm, but we must wait on the Lord and listen to His voice. I believe God will quicken to us at times to go back and listen to what He has said to us by prophecy, but we must keep it in the proper place. That's all why we've had all the flack. That's why it's been so hard. We're out of order. And I said, Lord, thank you for showing me this. I've known something's been wrong, but I didn't know what. So.
Were you through?
Mm-hmm.